I'm Bill Riley, the voice of the Utes. Let's get back to First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday with Duke Dance and Dal Erickson.
It's 8:06 this morning, Sports Friday presented by First Bank of Wyoming. Don't get hooked. Be aware of the red flags that may help prevent you from falling for a scam. Get the details online at gofirstbank.com. That is gofirstbank.com. Duke Dance and Dal Erickson with you live in studio this morning. And another banner for the Gatorade Boys Cross Country Runner of the Year out of Star Valley High School, Colton Cranny, joins us in studio today. Colton, the accolades just keep coming for you, man. Congratulations on the recognition and the award. I appreciate you joining us today.
Yeah, no problem.
Any free Gatorade come with that? I've always kind of wondered.
Unfortunately not.
No? Not that you've seen yet, huh?
It seems to be a no-brainer, actually. You'd think that would be like the first thing. Like, here's a year's supply, something like that.
At least the pouches to mix it or something. I don't know.
You know, Colton, your coach Draney, texted me this picture just this morning of, I'm assuming it's a 4x8 relay. Yeah, I'm sure it was. There's you, Jace Burton, Hobby Wetzel, I believe Brigham Hahn, and that's three Gatorade runners of the year in one relay. You've had some tremendous teammates. What has that meant to you as far as training and learning and just camaraderie in terms of having such good runners to run with?
I wouldn't be where I am today without those guys. They've been my role models throughout the year, ever since I was a freshman, even an eighth grader. And yeah, just striving for the same greatness that I think they achieved has pushed me along to achieve the same thing. So,
you know, and it's not just that group. This has been quite the, for lack of a better term, quite the run for Star Valley High School distance runners over the past decade, right? I actually had a chance to catch up with Asefa Wetzel. Actually, there's a throwback name from a couple of years ago, and I mean, it really has been year after year after year after year of distance running, just excellence. And what is it like to be a part of those types of names that are, I mean, historic, really?
It's an honor, and you know, as much as, like, you know, I remember Peter and Asefa, like, they were giants, and it's cool to just think that, you know, that's where we're going right now, and that's how we'll be remembered. I think it's cool to think about.
Yeah, Peter Visser just kind of rewriting some of the Weber State record books. Just went under the 4-minute mile.
Yeah,
just a couple of weeks ago. As far as some of your future goals, kind of what are some of the things you'd like to accomplish? Like, let's say 5 years from now. Well, maybe that's a little long. Let's go. Like 1 year and 2 years from now. What are some goals you'd like to accomplish between now and then?
I'd like to, you know, go on a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ, and then head off to college and compete. So, I mean, that's the plan as of now.
If you could go to any college at this point, you got whatever pick you want, where would you be off to?
I'd love to go to Weber. Yeah, that's a dream of mine, a goal of mine. So,
and why Weber?
I think they offer the best balance for me personally, and also it's just nice having the connections to Star Valley that they have. So I think I'll fit right in there.
I was going
to
say, they've had, obviously Peter's there right now, but they've had a lot of runners, Trevor Ricks, Colgren,
Wes.
Yeah, Wes, thank you. Yeah. There's been a lot of runners from Star Valley that have gone down and run for the Wildcats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So as far as that goes, you've obviously maybe had a chance to talk to some of those guys and some of their experiences, and you've liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was down there on a visit beginning of January, and they were all there and took me in, and it was cool to talk to them, because I'd never been able to do that before. They were out of high school before I came in, so it was just cool to see them doing their thing and maybe be able to envision myself being in the same position.
Colton Cranny in studio this morning. Where, Colton, you're coming off the Simplot Games, which of course is a huge, huge deal, getting you ready for a postseason and indoor track. How do you feel the season's gone so far for you up to this point?
It's been a rocky one for me. Just having my wisdom teeth removed at the beginning of the season and being sick as of recent. But, I mean, I'm happy with the way I've taken it and performed thus far. And I'm hoping for a big bang at the state meet come this next weekend.
I was going to say, not this weekend, but next weekend you'll be in Gillette, which is just right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
such a short drive.
Hop, skip, right now.
I've always made the joke it's like a big S, big reverse S you go to get from here to Gillette. But they do have fantastic facilities. You got to mm-hmm. give them that. What are some, obviously maybe not just where you want to finish and things like that, but what are some goals that you have for next weekend? Is there a time in mind? Is there something personal that's like, I want to do this next weekend in that venue?
Just considering how my season's gone, I'm just going to get in the race and compete to the best of my ability, you know, whether that ends up being first place or last place. I'll be happy with however it goes. And, yeah, just looking forward to, you know, having a good competition. That's what I want.
And then, of course, you head into the spring, and it'll be your final competition season as a high school athlete, right? What's your mindset? Kind of, is that sunk in yet that you've got a spring season left and that's it? What's that like for you?
Yeah, I've thought about it a lot, and essentially what I've come to terms with is just I'm here to have fun. It's the last time I'll be able to do this in a high school setting, and yeah, just soak it up, have fun with it, and usually you run better that way anyway. So,
you know, I don't want to assume anything, but it looks like, you know, one of my favorite things about the track athletes for Stardew Valley High School is how tough they are, cross-country runners and track athletes. And one of the things that you guys have kind of latched onto is you call yourself the Planet Hoth track and field team. For those of you who aren't nerds, Planet Hoth is the winter ice planet on Star Wars. So, yeah, it's like that. But, Colton, this year's totally different.
I know it.
Do you feel like you're going to is that going to impact how you roll into the outdoor season?
I think it'll be awesome because the track is clear, and usually we're shoveling that for the first little while. So
I drove by the other night, and they were out playing soccer, and I remembered that year that they couldn't use the bleachers the whole season because there was so much snow on it. So
it was ice. It was a solid chunk of ice on the bleachers.
And then the Dave Draney invite, they were out there chipping ice off the track. And yeah, not this year, huh?
No.
I think it was probably your freshman or sophomore year. The snow was so deep on the sides. You guys sat up on chairs. I remember this picture. You sat up on chairs and were looking down on the track.
Yeah, it was
incredible. And that's what the picture was. And I just thought, there's not very many places doing this. But it'll be totally different. No shoveling?
No shoveling.
You guys are going to get so spoiled. Coach Draney's like, I got to come up with something else to
have. All right. So now when we have a historic blizzard in March, we know it's Dow's fault because he set us up for it now.
The great
jinx.
Sorry.
Well, Colton, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. I know we ask you this question every time you come in, but I think it is when you look at someone that's had the career that you've had, and has been able to accomplish the things you've accomplished, what is your advice to the up-and-coming next generation of distance runners at Star Valley High School?
You know, I think just keep looking up, keep being consistent. That's something that Coach Drain does really well with teaching us, just showing up every day. That's what's important, and that's where the results come. Get those summer miles in. They're important.
That's what my problem is now. I'm not doing the summer miles, man.
My summer miles are way down. They're way down.
Colton, it's always a pleasure. Anything else you'd like to mention, not only about what you've done, but maybe the team aspect as well of the indoor track season that you'd like to maybe wrap things up here with?
You know, I think as a team, we're doing really good. Just, I think, more so than previous years, just being a team, being brothers, I think the friendships just internally that we have are very strong. And obviously, you're not much of a team if just a bunch of individuals. So I think that's been great this year. And yeah, kudos to Coach Draney.
You know, I was reading Dal's article about the indoor team in this week's newspaper and Coach Draney's comments about coming off the Simplot games and how that's kind of a measuring stick for where things are at and trying to position the team to get ready for the state event and the culminating event at the end of the year. As a player, what is that like? Because the coaches are obviously working with a whole chessboard. What is it like to be one of the pieces on that board?
It's an honor. And yeah, I mean, there's a whole team to choose from. And, you know, just the fact to be able to go and be one of those players or runners that the coaches think are valuable enough to be there is it's a big opportunity and something I feel proud about. And yeah.
Colton Cranny, Gatorade Boys Cross Country Runner of the Year for the state of Wyoming. Colton, appreciate your time as always.
Well, thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning on the SVI Radio Network.